Blog Talk Radio.
Passion for business.
Thanks for tuning in to Passion for Business, the show that brings wisdom for the business minded. If you have a passion for business, then get ready for strategic advice, testimonials, and cutting-edge interviews. Let us now introduce your host, Sharon McLean.
Passion for Business.
Hello, and welcome again to Passion for Business. My name is Sharon McLean, and Passion for Business is a place where we share practical, bite-sized business tips for you to digest and act upon. And we're pleased to be able to interview different business owners who are passionate about their business. Well, today I have in our studio a special lady who will be discussing with us the topic called Dyslexia, I Can and I Will. And it's the wonderful Elizabeth Farting Manning. Welcome, Elizabeth, to the show.
Hello, Sharon. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. And thank you for this awesome opportunity to be able to share my experiences of being dyslexic one and setting up a charitable organisation to help many dyslexics flourish.
That is wonderful. So for those of you who are listening in, our topic today is Dyslexia, I Can and I Will. And I'll be talking with Elizabeth, who's the founder and CEO of Aspire to Inspire. So today's show will be focusing on tips on how you can be supported as a person with dyslexia and also for business owners to have a dyslexia-friendly business. So we'll be talking about that today. Now, if anyone would like to call in, you can call in on 646-668-8471 and we'd welcome your comment. If you want to tweet us, you can leave a comment at SharonBWE. Or you can like our Facebook page, facebook.com/businesswithexcellence, and leave your comments there. So let's go back to Dyslexia, I Can and I Will. The first question I'd like to ask you, Lizzie, do you mind me calling you Lizzie on air, or do you prefer Elizabeth?
No, it's fine. No, Lizzie's fine. Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's lovely. I'd like to ask you, just tell me a little bit about your organisation and what inspired you to start your project.
Okay, Aspire to Inspire Dyslexia, it's a charitable organisation based in Wandsworth, serving the community with people who are dyslexics and also organisations that want to find out about having dyslexia-friendly organisations. And what inspired me to set it up, I'm actually dyslexic myself, and I have actually struggled with the hidden disability, as I call it, or learning difference. And basically, it's just been a real struggle through the education system, from primary, secondary to university, as well as in the employment industry as well. So because of this struggle and not knowing what to do or where to seek help and so forth, my journey started really from Job Centre Plus when I finished my postgraduate and as a teacher. And I was actually looking for work. And when I went to my local job centre, I asked for one-to-one support to do with dyslexia. Yeah. And they didn't really have that. What they did have was a disability advisor. And I just, to cut a very long story short, I just kind of find that it wasn't sort of personal. So I then decided that, look, if I'm the only person that's going through this, there must be other dyslexics that may be experiencing difficulties, one in a workplace, education, or self-employment. So I set up Aspire to Inspire Dyslexia. And the name really speaks for itself. We aspire to inspire dyslexics.
That is wonderful. So what are some of the things that, if someone had dyslexia, they would get support from in terms of your organisation? How could they be supported?
At A to Y Dyslexia, we actually offer information on dyslexia. But initially what we do is that we have, some people don't know that they're dyslexic. They just struggle with maybe reading, writing, spelling, maths, whatever it might be. And they may not actually know they're dyslexic. So the initial stage will be an assessment, which we've got trained, qualified assessors on in our team. So the assessors will then identify or give you the assessment. If you are dyslexic, then we have counsellors in the team who will actually counsel you, because I believe that it's not all about setting up your enterprise, but the grassroots of why you can't do it can be quite devastating, really. And having that counselling session would literally lift you up and make you be inspired to really go for your dream. Because I don't actually believe in saying to someone, you can make it, and they're still, you know, there's still problems or struggling to be able to make it work. So we offer assessment, counselling, information about dyslexia, enterprise. We've got professional people in the team who will guide you through to whether you want to set up your own, or if you want to go back to work. Access to work is one good place to look at. One-to-one support, and really self-esteem. You know, we hope to really inspire you to reach your goal.
That is fantastic. So that's a really good course that you're focusing on. Now, you might be here listening and you might suffer from dyslexia, or you might not know and you're struggling, or you might have been stigmatized. Because according to research, Lizzie, you said that 1 in 10 people actually suffer from dyslexia. So my next question is, if you were going to share some tips on how people could be supported, you also mentioned that you like to describe dyslexia as a learning difference. Now, can you give me a little bit about what you mean by that?
Okay, where I say it's a learning difference is, for example, the way I learn is through images, fonts, colours. So, for example, if I'm going to go on, let's say, on a business, let's say a networking event or a business course, writing things on the PowerPoint and just saying, read that, I might skip words. Words might move off the page or the PowerPoint. So really how it works for me is with images as well, and make it colourful. Where again I say it's a learning difference, when I read I have what you call, I have what they call overlay. That overlay for me is a blue colour. So whenever if I go for a training course or anything it might be, I might actually ask the facilitator, is it possible if I can have everything printed on a blue paper instead of white?
Right.
That's the difference with someone who's dyslexic, for example, from my personal view, that's what works for me. Again, it's learning difference in the sense that I learn better with images rather than with written stuff. So if you're going to give me something in writing, maybe give me a few sort of images to kind of explain what they are. And that's where it's a learning difference. Where it might take someone a week to read a book, it might take me 6 months to a year to read a book.
So
I will get there eventually, but I'm a slow reader and I'm a slow learner. So that's why I actually call it a learning difference.
That's excellent. So it's as opposed to people seeing it as something to be stigmatized, when you have a learning difference, you should get the support that you need.
Absolutely, yes. Excellent. Because the support is out there.
The support
is
out there.
There is so much support. There is.
So tell me, Lizzie, in your personal experience, how have you been successful in your work while you were studying? The fact that you were diagnosed as having dyslexia, what happened for you?
Well, when I was diagnosed with dyslexia, I was 35 years of age. I'm now 46. So it's really not that long ago. And it was picked up through my second year at university, where one of my lecturers actually said, look, your essay's not making sense at all, and all your words are back to front, and you need to maybe go to student support. So when they picked it up, one of the most amazing things that I can actually remember is knowing that that I have a learning difference, or should I say I'm dyslexic. I wear dyslexic or dyslexia, the label, with pride. Because what it is, we think outside the box. You know, we think we are your designers, your architects, your hairdressers, your makeup artists. You know, we are so different in creative side of things. So when it was picked up that I am dyslexic, I then realized, okay, I need help, and the support was there. And I got my help and assisted technology from Disability Student Allowance. So I got something called Dragon that I talk into. And Dragon is like a headset. So I would speak my essays into it, and it would type all my essays for me.
Fantastic.
And that's what I mean by there is help out there, Many people don't know that there is help out there, but there are so many different assistive technology that can help the individual dyslexics from a different angle, because dyslexia is not all the same. Everybody's completely different in how they learn. So
and
the
how
help
they learn.
Is definitely out there.
Oh, that's wonderful. So if you're listening out there and you are struggling, there is help and support out there. So, Lizzie, what I'd like you to do now, as we are talking passion for business and you're passionate about what you do, any business owner out there who runs a business, the dyslexia market could be a target market that they could tap into. So what I'd like to know from you at this time is if you can give three tips on how a business can be more dyslexia friendly, and also give some examples in your experience of maybe businesses that you might have worked with that you feel are dyslexia friendly.
Okay, they're dyslexia friendly, to be honest with you. There's a company called Brand You In that's based in Wandsworth, and they business support they support businesses within the community, and every sort of course I've been on with them, or sessions I've been with them, has been so much dyslexic friendly, in the sense that they've got images, they take their time to explain things. If you don't understand, they'll go over it again and explain it to you. When they finish their session or the course, they will actually email, they'll ask you what's the method or what way would you prefer to receive the information they just delivered. And I think that's just awesome. Not all organizations actually offer that. So that's one dyslexic-friendly organization.
So you send
So
just going back, Lizzie, just so that organizations can be aware, or even a small business, so you just said things like using images instead of words.
Yes.
That can help a business to be more dyslexic-friendly. Sending an email after you've maybe spoken to a customer. That could be another way you said as well. That's excellent. And what was the third way that you said?
The third one that I wanted to give another example, which, to be honest, I'm going to have to use your organisation, Sharon, as a very dyslexic-friendly organisation. And the only reason why I'm saying that, because I've been on a lot of the training courses you've done, and I just find it quite it's very simplistic, not too much information, and it's just, you know, it's like, it's personal, it's like one-to-one. And, you know, there's not so much information on a PowerPoint, it's very, very simplistic, and for me, that's dyslexic friendly. I also bought your book recently, which is Business Pals, and book is more or less like, it's just such an awesome book. Very much dyslexic friendly, fonts the right size for me to read, not too much words in there, and it's just really awesome to have, you know, a business that is very dyslexic friendly. That's the word I can use. Some other businesses or business book, you pick it up and you think, there's no way I can deal with this, and you put it to one side. And one thing I love about Business of Excellence, you know, you always kind of keep in touch with your customers just to find out how they're doing. And a lot of these organizations perhaps may not have that time. And for me, that's business friendly.
Okay, so timing, keeping in touch, that one-to-one support. That is how businesses, if you're listening out there and you want your target audience a dyslexic-friendly business, you need to be putting these things into practice. So using images, following up, and just giving people the support that they need in terms of, and also the pace that they teach at as well, and making things in a simplistic format. That's wonderful.
That's right.
Well, we're going to do now,
If the individual actually identify or are able to tell the facilitator for the course, your manager at work, your HR manager, that I am actually dyslexic. Companies are very good at making access to work for dyslexic people. But if you don't say that you have dyslexia, to be honest, they're not going to know. And these things can be confidential. You know, when you talk to my manager, it can be confidential if you don't feel confident to talk about dyslexia. But I actually, like I said, I wear it with a label. I wear the label with pride. So I talk about dyslexia freely. Yeah, but I can understand for some people, it may not be as easy for them. Yeah.
It may not be as easy for them, yeah. That's wonderful, Lizzie. So we're talking dyslexia. I can and I will with my special guest, Elizabeth Quartin Amanin. We're going to take a short break now. And when we come back, we're going to be taking questions. So if any of you have got any specific questions that you'd like to ask Elizabeth, or if you'd like to hear more about the work that she's doing, please feel free to comment or send them by Twitter at SharonBWE or on our Facebook page, Business with Excellence, and then we'll be able to support you. So as we take our break and when we come back, we will be talking dyslexia, I can and I will with Lizzie.
Welcome to Business with Excellence, where we're developing ideas and linking businesses. Do you need to grow your business or start a business? Well, we have a monthly mentoring program that you can get involved in. We cover marketing, finance, operation, and legality, and we also will help you to test your idea. If you're interested in our monthly mentoring program, please email us at info@businesswithexcellence.com. Business Pearl, 42 quotes to grow your business. Have you ever thought of starting a business or growing a business? Well, Business Pearls is a book that you need to read. It's full of quotes and memoirs and action points, 42 in total, and you can get it on Amazon and Kindle. Order your copy of Business Pearls now, written by Sharon McLean.
Welcome again to Passion for Business, and today I have my special guest, Elizabeth Quartin Amanin, and we are talking dyslexia, I can and I will. Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for joining us again on the show. And we've got
a question here.
What would you say to someone who is a bit nervous about wanting to go for assessment for dyslexia? So they're a bit nervous, they know something's not right. How would you encourage them to get the support that they need?
Well, what I would actually say is that there's really nothing to be nervous about, because knowing that you have a learning difference or you are dyslexic can be such a relief. And I'll give you an example. Many years ago, I used to work for an organisation, and I said because of legalities, maybe I'm not even allowed to say their name. It's a very big organisation in London.
Yeah.
And when I actually got the, I went for the interview, I got the job because I'm very good at verbal speaking. I can get my point across by speaking, and I'm quite good at talking. And I went for the interview and I got the job. Now, I didn't disclose my disability, my hidden disability. So when I was actually given a role to, a job to do, I couldn't perform in it, which was quite embarrassing.
Yeah.
In the end, I had to leave the organisation. So the point I'm trying to make is, it's best you know that you are dyslexic, and then things can be put in place for you in the workplace, or even if you want to set up your own organisation, Access to Work, Job Centre Plus are more than willing to help. And a lot of the services they give, it's really, you are entitled to that particular package that they give. So there's nothing to be nervous about. Just go along, or you can use our services. We have a lot of we have professionals in our team who does the assessment. go along for the assessment, knowing you are dyslexic is the best thing that anyone could ever have under this, and
yeah.
you know, just to know that, rather than not knowing and making mistakes at work, or maybe, you know, not doing things the right way, because you could get sacked from not performing very well. But if
yeah.
you know you're dyslexic and your managers know, they can put things into place for you and you can perform very well in the work you do. So don't be
yeah.
you know, scared, or, you know, it's the most wonderful thing knowing that I've went for the assessment and I know I'm dyslexic. Yeah.
And you said, yeah,
so,
excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So those of you who are listening in, if you feel nervous, it's not something to be ashamed of, but something that you can get support in. And if you do have to have an assessment, go to the assessment and get the support that you need. So again, feel free to put your comments in or your questions, and anyone who would want to call in, we've got another 8 minutes for the show, so you can call in on 646-668-8471. Now, Lizzie, as well as offering all the different things that you do, you've got an event coming up for people who are in the UK. So would you like to tell us a little bit more about the event and what it's going to be involved in, and how can people learn more about it and get supported?
Okay, on the 15th of September 2016, we have an Inspirational Dyslexia Guest Speakers event. Now, there's 12 guest speakers who are, some of them are business entrepreneurs, some of them are university students, some are lecturers, some are dyslexic. There's one lady who's actually coming to give a talk, and she can't read and write at all, but she's dyslexic, and she's an inventor for technology for dyslexics. So the aim
yeah.
of the event is really to bring awareness, and two, to encourage the individual that nothing should really stop you or hinder you from achieving your goals in life. One of
yeah.
the things I want to say is your people who are dyslexic, the most powerful people who are dyslexic, you've got your Richard Branson, Steve Jobs,
yeah.
Jamie Oliver, Whoopi Goldberg, Danny Glover, all these people are dyslexics, but somehow they've, you know, achieved what they want to achieve in life in terms of career. So the event
yeah.
really is to bring awareness and also to empower the individual and to inspire the individual to really unlock their full potential. And really, the sky's the limit. Just keep going.
That is fantastic.
You know?
So it's really about bringing awareness and just really helping them to unlock their potential. So this event's on the 15th of September in the UK. And if people want
yeah.
to book, can you give the website link that they can book on?
Yes, of course I can. If you go on Eventbrite and you just
yeah.
put Inspirational Guest Speakers, or Aspire to Inspire Inspirational Guest Speakers, you can book on Eventbrite, and it's free. And it's in Wandsworth. It's at the Penfold
yeah.
Centre in Wandsworth, SW18 for TJ. Yeah.
That's great. And for those of you who are listening in, you can go back on the show on the Blog Talk Radio show, and all the details are below with the link to book in for the event, and also for Lizzie's details if you want to get in contact with her. Right, we've got a few minutes left, and we've got another question, Lizzie. How important is it to work to your strengths when you're dyslexic? So, for example, you're really good at speaking. How do you get support in other areas?
Well, I'll be honest with you, and I will say this live on air, one of my weaknesses is social media. I'm going to be honest with you. And the reason why I find that a bit challenging is that it's the spelling of my words. Sometimes I'm not too sure what I'm writing because it may not come across. Even the spell check it, it still doesn't look right to me. So that's a weakness
yeah.
to me. So the way I've got around that is I've actually got someone, I've employed someone who does that for me. So I can concentrate on the, I can concentrate on the strengths I have, and the ones that is a weakness to me, I've got someone doing that for me. So
yeah.
really, it balances out really well. Because there's nothing embarrassing as maybe posting something on social media that's got incorrect spelling. That can be quite embarrassing.
Yeah.
But that's
yeah.
that's dyslexia made up for me, because my
yeah.
spelling is really bad, and I've hired someone who can do that, you know, for
that
me.
That is fantastic. So working to your strengths and then hiring someone to help you with the areas that you need to further develop in, or that you might be weak at, will be a way of partnership
Precisely.
Working. Yeah. Thank
Precisely.
You for that, Lizzie. And we've got another question. How important is acceptance and confidence when being dyslexic? And how important is it to think outside the box
Well, one thing I would say is if you're very good at something, just keep going for that, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And all the bits you're not good at, like I said, hire someone to do it. Now, when I say dyslexic people think outside the box, we really do. And Steve Jobs has a quote that the people that think that can change the world are the ones that do. No matter how small or no matter how much you think that your idea you've got, you might not think that it can help someone or it can actually be a business for you. I would say still go forward and maybe attend courses like maybe sharing the stuff that you do, and ask people around you, maybe do a little focus group to find out, look, do you find that this service that I can provide will help or benefit someone? If you believe in yourself that that product will work, go for it. Because there's nothing like, there's a quote that I'd rather try and fail than not try at all. So to actually think outside the box is actually a gift. You know, do the things that nobody else has ever done and keep going for it. And that's the best advice I can give anyone.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. And I'd like to share a quote for anyone out there who might be suffering from dyslexia or not feeling confident. It's the Pearl 16 from my book called Business Pearls. And it says, associate with people who inspire you and challenge you. And we all need each other. And even if you're fantastic at something, there's always someone who might be skillful at something else. But it's always important to associate with the right people around you. And if any of you wanting to read this quote, just to encourage you, or reading the book, Business Pearls, it's got 42 quotes and memoirs. You can get it on Amazon or Kindle. Just type in Business Pearls and my name, Sharon McLean. And I'd really love your feedback also on the book in terms of how it might help you and how might it inspire you. So as we're going to end the show, Lizzie, what last comments would you like to give to the listeners, those who are suffering from dyslexia, those who have businesses that might want to support people with dyslexia? What would you say to those as we are going to end the show?
I mean, one thing I want to say is that dyslexia in itself, it's the learning difference as one. Under that umbrella comes dyspraxia, which is what I've also got. Ehlers syndrome, which is one word move off the page, I've also got that. And then, you know, ADHD, all those things can fall under the umbrella of dyslexia. So it's not specifically just dyslexic. There's other things that go with it. Now, going back to your question, Sharon, anybody that's got an organisation or is setting up a business and think, look, I need help in this particular area, the only thing I can say is that speak to your line managers if you work for an organisation.
Okay.
Just tell them. Tell them, look, I am dyslexic. There's nobody can hold that against you and say, because you're dyslexic, sorry, you know, you can't work for us. It's actually not right for anyone to discriminate against you.
Yeah.
So speak to your line managers, and there is help out there. Job Centre Plus have something called Access to Work. You can Google it and find out what they do and go to your local Job Centre Plus and say, look, I work for an organisation. How best can you make my work accessible for me? And there's so many different ways that they can help you to be able to work in your workplace.
That is wonderful, Lizzie. Well, we've come to the end of our show, and I really want to thank you, Lizzie, for taking the time out just to share this topic that you're passionate about. And I definitely will invite you back for part two after you've done your event, just to encourage people out there who are listening. And so thank you, listeners, for listening in. Thank you for partaking in the show and your comments. And please feel free to share blogtalkradio.com/SharonMcLean with others. And if anyone would like to be a guest on the show, please feel free to contact me. So thank you once again, Lizzie, for joining us on this wonderful show. And thank you, listeners, as well, for having us today. So again, as we're signing out with Blog Talk Radio, we will see you again next time.
Thank you for tuning in to Passion for Business. We trust that you were inspired and will tune in again for
Passion for Business.